This evening, television viewers can distract themselves with the docudrama Saving Jessica Lynch. There will be more Lynch-related media through the week, much more, including promotion for a book by the Iraqi lawyer who directed U.S. forces to rescue Lynch. His family joined him in mid-August when they moved into a Washington neighborhood across the street from Rosie Dempsey.
Our new Iraqi neighbors sat on their front porch amid the lush greenery of a Washington summer. My husband and I waved, and they waved back. We took over tomatoes and flowers from our backyard. It was a tentative start here in their first American home. We knew our new neighbors were somehow related to the rescue of Jessica Lynch, and even though I felt that Lynch's rescue was exploited to promote the war, I was honored to have them in the neighborhood, and for a few days, even scared that a terrorist cell might come after them. They came straight from Andrews Air Force Base, the patriarch, his two younger sons, their wives and children. I greeted them with Salaam Alaikum, the traditional Muslim greeting. Some of them spoke English. They were interested to hear that I'd lived in Saudi Arabia and Pakistan as a child, when my father worked for the U.S. government's Agency for International Development. It took almost 2 weeks to piece together the critical details of my neighbor's arrival. They were seeking asylum. They said their homes had been burned. The eldest brother, the lawyer, came over in April after Lynch's rescue. Other family members worked at the hospital in Nazaria, where Lynch was treated. One day we woke up to see police across the street. Somebody had appeared at our new neighbor's door and asked for them by name, a telltale sign that their cover had been blown. They were whisked away in three cars that day. I never got to thank my Iraqi neighbors for helping an American in trouble, and to acknowledge their sacrifice, even if coming to America had been their hope. That conversation was to have come after we'd had them over to dinner and knew them better. Now, my former Iraqi neighbors are back in the news. The new book by the eldest brother Mohammed is out and being used in part as basis of a TV movie. It seems only fair that he and his family should benefit from the American celebrity machine. I just hope that all the publicity does not attract the wrong kind of attention, that my former neighbors, wherever they are safe. I wish them good luck, and again say, Salaam Alaikum, peace to you.
Rosie Dempsey lives in Washington, D.C.